Union Radio, 96.9 FM, Nashville, the Commons. The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be strong, we will be strong. Oh, glory.
No man, no weapon formed against yes, glorious destiny. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all, just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, the war is won, we will be strong, we will be strong.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is that you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you have decided to do the do with me. You know, I told you Thursday and Friday. Luckily, I'm the host of the show, so I get to change it. I'm talking about the life and legacy of Reverend Charles W. Saunders this morning. I was supposed to have two former students of his join me this morning. However, because of work obligations, they are not able to make it this morning. And, you know, that's perfectly fine. I completely appreciate that because now I get to do what I really wanted to do, which is I get to play hymns this morning, right? Because when you say the word Charles W. Saunders, you just automatically think about hymns. You think about singing them. You think about singing them almost sometimes to your fatigue, actually. And I'll tell you this, right? You know, I oftentimes tell my friends, right, that I'm probably the most liquor-drinking friend they will ever have, yeah? So you could take me out with your piratist friends, and I will do absolutely fantastically well. Any watering hole, anywhere within the Western Hemisphere of the world, I will do incredibly good at, right? And so that's whether you take me to Atlanta, or you take me to a little watering hole in Crooked Island, or you take me to a little watering hole somewhere in Venezuela, I will be absolutely phenomenal. That aside, right, we can do that on a Saturday, and many people that know me know that for a long time in my life, I lived my life by the rule that no matter how much watering I had done on a Saturday night, I would be pressed and in church first thing Sunday morning, right? It's actually the golden standard that I kept myself at. And I'll tell you what it is. I find great joy in being able to present myself, yeah? And so I go to church. I can't do this thing I see you all is doing where you all wear the same thing to change the jealous wear everywhere else. I'm one of those boys who grew up with their Grammy, so that means I got church clothes. You following me? And so I would get up on Sunday morning and I'd put my church clothes on no matter how late we did it on Saturday night. And one of the things that always, I've always said, particularly, you know, in my dating years, is I'm the boyfriend that you could take to the watering hole, but I'm also the one you could carry to church with Grammy, right? Because when they strum up the organ and sing, "All praise to the Lord," I in there and I am hitting all of the octaves as we transition through the hymn. That is courtesy of Charles W. Saunders. Let the amen sound from his people. Charles Saunders did that for me, right? And so no matter how much this liquor would be killing me, I would still be able to get up and in a resounding kind of way, be able to sing line for line, stanza for stanza, every single word of almost every hymn that they would raise in the church, and your Grammy would be so proud of me, of you. She'd say, where my granddaughter get this good boy from? He's such a decent boy, huh? And that is what I've always aspired to my whole life. That is actually one of the things that I inherited because of the tutelage of Charles W. Zander. So I know almost every hymn, right? And if I don't know the words, I definitely know the hook, the pitch, and the tune, right? So let me get to the high note, right? And can it be that I should gain? They say, man, you must see nobody. I know all the words, but I know enough to get you, all right? And so that's what I'm going to do this morning. I'm going to play hymns because I think that's what Charles Sanders would have wanted me to do. And besides, I don't want you all messing this up for me. So you could call me, 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. And if you have kind words to say, I'm very elated to have learned that I think it's his children that they caught Monday's show. And I'm very happy that happened. So if they are out there, they are listening, I want to say personally on my own behalf, and of course on behalf of my mother, because she's also a student of Charles W. Sanders, that we are grateful to have had the opportunity to pass through Jordan. Yeah? Because he always said that. And when you pass through Jordan, you will never be the same again. Yeah, and so my mother and I, we've had the opportunity to pass through Jordan, and we've come under the tutelage of Charles W. Sanders. And interestingly enough, I am presently back at an institution with the hands of Charles W. Sanders over there at the Bahamas Baptist Community College. Hopefully that gets me like an A or something. I'm not really sure what it ought to do, but you know, I'm trying. So I'm gonna start at the gate with some hymns, right? You may have a couple of hymns that you wanna hear. You may have some tributes that you wanna, you know, offer to the life and legacy of Charles W. Sanders. I hope that at some point the capital of the Bahamas decides that they're going to lower some flags around here. I mean, I don't know how long the man need to be dead before we have a cabinet communication that says that the flags need to be lowered. I'm just saying, you must know by now that he's either going to have a state funeral or a state recognized funeral. I mean, Jesus, how long do these things take? But make sure when we lower the flags, don't do what y'all did to Sydney. Please, man. Charles Sanders he's my mentor and someone I look up to with the greatest level of reverence. Could we at least get the lowering of the flags right this time? Like, Cabinet, can you all issue a paper that says that the flags are to be lowered? And when we lower them, could we all agree on what half masks look like? Because I see my friends over there by the Ministry of Education, if them flags was any lower, they'd be on the ground. And could we not do what my friends here on Commonwealth Bank, what is this, Thompson Boulevard? You know where y'all is, the ones on the side of College of the Bahamas. They've been flying their own flag upside down for 3 days. I don't understand this. This is their flag, right? They seen the Bahamas flag, they seen Scotiabank flag, Commonwealth Bank right here, the one right outside my studio, right? And I laugh at these things because, you know, I wonder what do managers do, right? You know, there should be a chief petty officer in charge of every single thing around here. Because I could tell you this. I could think about at least two chiefs right now in my head. Andrew Johnson, of course my favorite, Derek Richardson, that would eat somebody for letting that flag fly upside down. 3 whole days. I've been watching it from Monday. I will see how long it could take them to correct it. This their flag, mind you. The flag got big as Geronimo on it, Commonwealth Bank, and they got it flying upside down. No one care. And the same fella that keep flying it every day, he didn't look at this flag one time. But anyway, so hopefully, whenever you all finally get it correct, and we issue a cabinet paper that says that the flags are to be lowered, man, not for my sake, for Christ's sake. Well, actually, for my sake, too, because I really care about Charles Sanders. Could we at least get the lowering of the flags, right? I'd appreciate that. That would make my heart warm, all right? So let's go with the last hymn. We're going with the last hymn. We're starting it off like this this morning. You can feel free to join me. 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. Or you could just leave me in here to reminisce about the life and legacy of my principal, Charles W. Sanders. Let's go to the hymn. is at that point, Reverend Sanders would say, "You may be seated." And we would all sit like a choir. It was just so amazing. It was so choreographed, right? Like, go to the school of printer. It was amazing. Let's take a couple of these phone calls, though. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Great. I am cousin of Reverend Dr. C.W. Sanders. Most people think, and to this day believe, that he is my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I do attend the Salem Union Baptist Church. My name is Jason Sanders.
Okay.
For those who may have recognized the voice but didn't know the name. I just want to thank you, though, for those hymns, because anybody who knows the Reverend Dr. C.W. Sanders know that he was more Anglican as he relates to those songs.
Yeah.
That he was Baptist.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And the thing about it was he had an air for music, right? So he was the kind of preacher that could direct the organist.
Well, of course.
And you tell the organist, "I think you're playing in the wrong chord. That's not the right chord."
Well, you know, he could play the keyboard.
Yes.
A number of people didn't know that. And occasionally, when our pianist or the organist didn't show up, particularly when we were in the old edifice, he would actually go to the organ at times and play the organ.
Yeah, the same thing would happen at school. There would be times when, I guess, I don't know, the piano player couldn't get it right, and up from nowhere would pop Reverend Charles W. Sanders. He kind of shoot a little musician. Because what happened was, Prince William had musicians that were actually students as well, right?
Right.
So sometimes, you know, Trevante Taylor and them, what is the other boy's name? Dishé? I think Dishé also played the piano, I think it is. And, you know, they wouldn't be getting it right, and Reverend Sanders would just, like, shoot them away. And he would go on the and start playing the chords, and you know, we would know that was Rev.
Right. And not only that, a lot of people don't know, but he was also, in a small way, a playwright. We had a number of skits that we performed over the years at Salem, and he wrote most of those.
Really?
You know, I didn't know that. He wrote a number of the plays that we performed at church.
Okay.
He was the person who wrote those.
Okay.
So he had that in him. And a lot of people may not know, but in terms of mathematics...
Well, he's the greatest mathematician that has ever lived.
Listen, there's no one...
It is Galileo and Copernicus and then Charles W. Sanders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, man, you know. But I'm just so happy that you're playing those hymns because it brings back memory. You know, to this very day, I guess it's because of him that we still play a number of hymns in church.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, we... be a contemporary and I'll play. As a matter of fact, being a Saunders, I would always go in his office and I would say, "Rev, you a Saunders, I'm a Saunders, and we got a man-to-man talk."
Right.
And so you know what that meant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could never forget this. I have another cousin, Vernie Rose, who's also a family member of his. We wanted to start playing drums in church.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, between Reverend Dr. C.W. Saunders and Reverend Enoch Barkford, there were to be no drums played in church. But they know that we have a soft heart for Jason Saunders.
Yeah.
So they would send me to do the dirty work.
Okay.
So I went to Reverend C.W. Saunders and I said to him, I say, and we used to call him C.W., the family member.
C.W.
We call him C.W.
Mm-hmm.
But you dare not call him that in public. But in his office, you say C.W. So I went to his office and say, "C.W., we want to beat drums in church." And he asked me, "Who's going to beat those drums?" I said, "Me. Don't beat them too hard." And from that day until now, we have drums in Salem. That is how we all began.
All right. Appreciate it, Jason.
Yeah.
All right. 323-623-2543-163-254-259. I talk about my principal. It ain't my fault. Your principal didn't have a pupil who had a radio show. So I get to talk with my principal. Yeah. Tough. You could join me, or you could kind of just listen. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Is he there? Let's take the next one. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there? Caller, you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm living good, sir. And you?
I'm fantastically well.
Good. I'm so glad you're honoring our beloved pastor, Reverend C.W. Saunders.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, am a part of Salem Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
From a young preteen, I might have spent 8 or 9 at joining Salem Church.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Sanders has had a great impact on my life. I am Jackie Popo Duncan. And my husband's a pastor, and too, had an impact on his life, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Reverend Sanders, He was my spiritual father. And I was forever grateful for his guidance and his direction in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the talk of each of us who passed through his, under his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
He took an interest in us. It was hard at times. It was rough. The ladies couldn't wear pants around there.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it now, but that's how times have changed. But he was the sweetest soul, like Jason, my good friend Jason, just spoke about. He was the sweetest soul. I think I thought he was one of his pets. You know, he's basically but he was a person and he expected the best and demanded the best.
Always.
And I am forever grateful. I am right now, I'm a pastor's wife, and I'm also in ministry, and I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I am forever grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Charles W. Saunders are pouring into my life, guiding me on the way and showing us. And we thought it was real hard at times because he wanted to bring out the best in each of us.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate
so
that.
He will live on forever. And even as our ministry, we still sing him. And to this day, it's the hymns that have kept us through all the changing things of life.
Oh, through all the changing things of time.
Keep us simply trusting. Reverend Saunders made sure that the hymns was a part of our lives. And
yeah.
As he always said, listen to the words of those hymns. And I am forever grateful. So I salute him. I salute you. He made a great impact on this country.
Indeed.
And next week we will celebrate him in a grand way. I'm so glad able to attend one. So we could be there. He would be here to say, we would be over there. Because he made a great mark on my life. Forever grateful.
Right.
Indeed. So in love. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Take me to my next hymn. I get straight to my next hymn after that one, just in case my eye get wet next. They don't hear this on air, all right? So let's go to the next hymn. us. A good place to go to the break. We'll be back. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259 on the next side of the break.
So much of like clothes on the washer.
You know, they just a hard day. What?
Hard day.
Problem. The breakfast lady went on a tune and get to.
When you start joking with everything, the serious boy, that's really the serious boy.
They were serious. Tell me.
All right, well, the date was asking us for a big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to get out.
Yeah, but nobody say nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet his boy, the Antonica, let me send him.
You tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know as a real man, I never blown a whistle. I've been drunk all my life and jumping.
Nobody. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I said, what do you know?
Wait, ain't nobody gonna notice you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you can text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody will lose. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call us 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. I'm paying tribute to the life and legacy of the man that I know. He is a walking inculcation, a doctrine, if you will, all right? He is the inculcator of inculcating men, is what I've deemed him. He is the Reverend Dr. Charles W. Sanders. To his very intimate circle, I understand, they called him CW. Yeah? And if I'm not mistaken, I think he was named after Charles W. Sawyer. If I'm not mistaken, I think that was a part of the story, that he and Charles W. Sawyer shared a name. And I don't remember the exact story though on how he got that name, but definitely a man that has etched indelibly his theology, his ideology, and his standard into the lives of so many Bahamians. And I'm here paying tribute to him today, and I'm doing what I think it is that he loved the most, listening to him. So we can listen to hymns together. Let's take a phone call before I go to the next hymn. Good morning, Kwali Ron. Kwali Ron?
Hello, good morning, Lee.
How are you?
Yes, sir. I want to give condolences to the Reverend Sanders family and Salem Baptist Church. And all of that entity that he would have been so instrumental in making to be a reality today. He truly was one of the greatest behemoths that ever walked the face of earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest, it's only a suggestion, but I think it's a good one. I would suggest that you be the commentator when they have the state recognized, you know? Okay? You would be the commentator along with somebody else.
Yes, sir.
But I think you will do a good job. And that van, I think you'll do an excellent job.
I appreciate it.
You have done a splendid job so far. I've listened to you over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
With your show, I commend you highly. And you have been a real steward and a former defense officer. You would have served this country with distinction. And I can't say much more than that, but I would like you to be the one of those commentators during the state recognized, you know, because there will be nothing left. As a matter of fact, the flag should be flying at half mast.
They ought to have been by this
time.
Yeah,
they should have. That should have happened the day he passed. Should have already happened.
Yeah, and even if they said that they wanted to get through the weekend by Monday, it should have been out. It should have been proclaimed.
Yeah.
I've not seen a proclamation to this point.
Okay, now I haven't heard any public announcement, but I assume that that should be some public announcement should come shortly.
Indeed. I think you're very kind. I appreciate your kindness towards me. But I would say, like I've said before, when you consider a man that is of the magnanimity of a Charles Sanders, right? He's going to have a funeral in a room full of people with buttons and badges and sashes and ranks and people with entourage and... you know, when you measure me up against those men, certainly there must be someone else that is more suited to offer commentary at the funeral of Charles W. Sanders, right? They're going to be one bunch of them with buttons and pins and you name it that are going to be there and titles that you can't even exact in words, right? And so I imagine that he will be well represented, but I appreciate your kindness towards me, caller. Let's go to the next hymn, right? I never learned this one till I visited Salem. We didn't sing this at Jordan. I learned this during the church services at Salem, and maybe the one or two we had at the Amacroix Baptist Church, because Samuel Green was also very prominent in the life of Jordan McWilliam. We used to go to Yamacraw, Zion Yamacraw, right? Sammy Green, when he said, you got to learn how to till the soil. You got to learn how to plant the cassava and how to plant the yam and the corn. And you got to learn how to work. And that he was also very prominent. We would go there to house our church services annually as we would have them if for some reason we couldn't go to Salem. So let's take me to the next hymn. Beulah Land. Yeah. Song goes, Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land. Man, that sounds so delightful. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, you there?
Yes, sir. Mr. Miller, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Sparky?
Good day. Can I be here? You look at this. Hope your family's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an Anglican.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in St. George's, baptized as a baby in St. Matthew's. Never decided to change my religion from Christian. If I do, I'll become a Muslim. I don't have mass and I'm a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'd like to make my contribution to Bishop Father Reverend Child Sanders. And then maybe on once or twice occasions. I know people used to call him Shaky. But you know, I think he is one of those people in the Bahamas from his stature when I think of him. I think people like him should be buried, not buried, but churched in an open park like when we do our independence celebration for Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a man that deserves that because of the stature, what he's meant to so many children going to school. And just, he reminds me when it comes to disciplinarian, he reminds me of old school teacher Mr. Davis.
Mm-hmm.
At Eastern Senior, took no foolishness,
mm-hmm.
walked with one of those bamboo cane. And like you said, I mean, you grew up, if you were ever sent to his office by him or by any teacher, no matter what excuse you came to it, when you left there, you was left leaving with your weapon.
Mm-hmm. You don't leave it
on your pants, by your back pocket. Or in each one of your hands, if they put one hand out, you take six laps there and six laps over there. So you know you're inviting no more that day with no pen, no pencil.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I take of him? I think the nation should turn out to people like him and really bury him. It should be a monument. Because I look at some other people like, no disrespect. When I drive up the Eastern Road and I see a place called the Hermitage, where the Catholic send their bishop to live. And they say Catholics ain't supposed to have women or marry themselves. But if you ever seen a property on a beachfront, well, I don't think nobody even saw what the waterside part of the Hermitage, I don't even know what the building looked like. I only seen a long wall. You know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely, yeah.
That wall is so long, I wonder what one man he on that property for, and all these people over here. He got more down probably than a four Haitian chanty down.
But she ain't just Rocky. And if you sat under the tutelage of people like Charles Sanders, right, you know that there is more than one variation of Beulah Land, right? So first is Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land. Then it is Beulah Land, I am longing for thee. Because that's a different thing, right? One sings about the adoration of Beulah Land. The next one sings about the desire for Beulah Land, right? Beulah Land, I am longing for thee. And then there's the other one, right? There's the other one. We will get to that. I promise you we'll get to it. But I am trying to get as much of these in this morning, right? You could call me 323-623-2323-254-316 325-4259. Let me get a text message in. This one says, good morning. I'm enjoying these hymns. Haven't heard through all the changing scenes in life. Used to be my mother's favorite. So don't rush me. I come in. I promise you. Let's go to the next Beulah Land, Mr. Medusa.
Oh!
Salem. Let me read another text message. This one here says, I agree with the last caller. You should be one of the commentators for his funeral. I imagine this is hysterical of your impersonation. Of course, I've been observing him for years. That's exactly how he is. I love the hymns. Yep. This one here says, good morning, Brother Miller. Was the beating painful? Listen to me. Sparky alluded to the fact that people called him shaky. I assure you, no one ever called him that in his face, right? I have no doubt in my mind that would only be something that they say on the sidelines, because more than likely, Robin Sanders was older than whoever said that, and whoever said that he was resting the rod on them right there, because like I already told you all, one of the scriptures that is carved into my consciousness is the rod was made for the back of a fool, Charles W. Sanders. Matter of fact, King James should actually take that out of the Bible so that we could use that as a Charles Sanders quote, because I don't remember anybody ever saying it more than him, right? We going to another break? Let's go to a break. Don't move. I've got hands flying. Don't move. They're taking me to a break. We'll be right back.
It's time to read all about it once again. As the Nassau Guardian starts a weekly Grand Bahama news supplement each and every Tuesday starting February 8th. Learn more about advertising opportunities in the Grand Bahama news supplement by calling Barefoot Marketing at 727-9515 or 827-4578. Grand Bahama. Make sure you get your Nassau Guardian daily and grab your Grand Bahama News Supplement each Tuesday to keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news.
COVID-19. Do not panic. Be prepared. Stay informed about local COVID-19 updates from trusted and reliable sources. Wash your hands regularly and be sure to have hand sanitizers readily available. Keep your surroundings clean and disinfect all surfaces that carry germs. Talk to your family and friends about protecting themselves and staying healthy. For more information on COVID-19, check the Ministry of Health's website at www.bahamas.gov.bs/health and the Bahamas Ministry of Health Facebook page.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Reverend Charles W. Sanders would say, do not be seated. We will sing next through all this, the changing scenes of time. And then, of course, the entire school would just sit there, but not stand there, because every man would be afraid to sit down. And, of course, the keyboard player, organist, whoever it was, would have to flip through the pages because they needed to get the notes right. And you'd hear the keyboard player or the organist go off with the very next hymn as he kind of just stood there and wait on them to, you know, herald him with more hymns through all the changing scenes of time. If I can get to a couple of these text messages for you all while it plays in the background. So this could be like the church announcements. Yeah. This one here says, I'm taxi driver 991 Stubbs. I appreciate you leaving and the work. And your work as a commentator. Thank you very much, 991 Stubbs. You're very kind. Thank you for taking the time to honor a great man, worthy of honor and all accolades. This one here says, Mr. Miller, I want to share this video of my 16-year-old son playing the pipe organ on December 19th. Okay. I'm on Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook. It's L-E-Y-V-O-N Miller. This one here says, Mr. Miller, I second the motion to have you be a commentator for that state funeral for such a national treasure and Reverend Dr. Charles W. Sanders. Many could do a good job, and you will do him justice. Thank you all, a very kind people. Mr. Miller, love it, love it, love it. I love your show. Thank you very much. You're very kind. This one here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. I received my gift. Okay. That's good too. Now, I have to leave the Beulah line, right? So I got to figure out a way to cut this one in time so we can end on Beulah line. Because I know these people still will hear more hymns. I got more hymns. I just ain't got more time. All right? And so I'm going to take you all out here with Beulah Land, because I believe that if there is a Beulah Land, right, if there is such a place, well, maybe. No, I won't go to Beulah Land. You all could go and Google that one for yourself, right? So what I would do, this is what I would do, this is what I want to take us out here with, right? Because I believe that this is more fitting the man that I know, if I do know him. We all will kind of get on this one, because I think when this life is over, after all of the victory is won, you will sit at the gate of heaven and wonder to yourself, and can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? You're not going to hear my voice anymore today. When they cut the mic off now, they're going to take you right into the next hymn. So I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Cue the other hymn to take me out of here with. The radio station for fresh news and smart talk. And can it be, in honor of the life, the legacy of the legend that was a man, the walking inculcation, the inculcator of inculcating men, I have gained him, the Reverend Dr. Charles W. Sanders.